Just a huge piece of news if you're actually into the stand-up comedy of it all here on Daily Comedy News. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your Daily Comedy News. Get to that in a second. As usual, I'll start with late night. I think James Corden might need some better writers. Now, I won't deliver these as well as James Corden, of course, did, but the writing here? Here, listen. The CDC granted emergency authorization to Pfizer for COVID booster shots, but only for high-risk individuals and people over 65. After the last 18 months we've all had, we all, I think, feel 65 or older, don't we? Corden again, a booster shot for older people. Now you're going to have people in Hollywood lying about their age in the opposite direction. They'll be like, I'm 29, but I can play 72. That's not bad. But Stephen Colbert, show them how it's done. Colbert. And to make sure only seniors get the shot, the vaccination site is at Denny's between the hours of 3 and 4:15. The password is, I miss payphones. Trevor Noah, yeah, I guess COVID shots are like iPhones now. You think you're all upgraded to the latest and greatest, and a few months later, they have a new vaccine with an extra camera. USA Today has coverage of a Nets press conference. Kevin Durant was at the podium, and Dave from Basketball Digest asked a question. Dave from Basketball Digest said, could I borrow your notebook? I didn't bring one. Dave from Basketball Digest then asked Kevin Durant, Kevin, why do people call you KD? Now, it turns out Dave from Basketball Digest is David Letterman. So the question, Kevin, why do people call you KD? Durant said, my first name is Kevin with a K. My last name is Durant with a D. Letterman asked, this year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at? Durant said, 110. Letterman, I just got off the phone with the Dolan family. They own the New York Knicks. Kevin Durant plays for the New York Nets. Sorry, Brooklyn Nets. Excuse me. And the Dolan said they're talking to the commissioner now. They're looking at working out a contractual deal that will allow you to play when you're not playing for the Nets. Days off, you'll be able to play for the Knicks. Comments? Durant had enough of it and said, all right, Dave, that was the last one. Letterman asked one more question. What about the Pelicans? When you guys play the Pelicans, does it kind of make you giggle? Durant indeed giggled. Letterman said, that's all I got. That's it, everybody. Thank you. Good night. Durant said, they'll let anybody in here. Letterman yelled back, hey, I heard that. All right, the big, huge news. You know, so this isn't shiny in the way like Mulaney gossip is, but if you're actually into the stand-up comedy of it all, this is huge. The Moon Tower Comedy Festival has partnered with Just for Laughs. Just for Laughs are the guys that put on the Montreal Comedy Festival. There will be a new festival come April. Paramount Theater CEO Jim Ritz said his festival, Moon Tower, has formed a partnership with Just for Laughs, which is the world's largest international comedy festival, to create the Moon Tower Just for Laughs Austin Comedy Festival in April. The festival will move from 4 days to at least 10 days. So we are getting Just for Laughs, who does the best and the biggest comedy festival up in Montreal, we're taking them and they're going to superpower Moon Tower, which was probably the biggest, best American comedy festival these days. This is seismic. Bruce Hills, who's president of Just for Laughs and a good guy, and I know him, he says, I couldn't be happier to work with Moon Tower and grow the event. We all want to produce first-class events, and we all care about talent. At the end of the day, this is an opportunity for Just for Laughs to grow our footprint in the United States. I know Just for Laughs has been trying that for years. There was the Aspen Comedy Festival. They had one in Chicago for, I think they did three of those. That one was really good, but for some reason didn't take, and Chicago's a great comedy city. The Interrobang caught up with Bruce Hills from Just for Laughs. Bruce said, just because something's a hit in Montreal doesn't mean it has any place in Austin. We're not going to do anything that doesn't fit. The event has to be Moon Tower first. It has to have that vibe. There's a handful of things that work for Just for Laughs that fit with Moon Tower. A lot of it will be announced when we reveal our programming, but first and foremost, there's a great base of venues in Austin. We're going to put shows in larger venues. So if it's Austin City Limits Live, the areas, or the amphitheaters, we're going to add larger venues to be able to book bigger talent. There's a lot of talent that requires more seats to be able to afford them, and that's something we do all day long. So we'll complement Moon Tower's footprint with that. We're here to help. We're here to partner and add things behind the scenes to grow this event. But the key is maintaining the differentiation that Moon Tower has, which is great, cool, smart comics, be artist-friendly, and keep a commitment to local talent. That's a great thing for us because we love Austin. If you look at our history of booking Austin comics, it's vast. The Interrobang asked Bruce and Jim from Moon Tower if they felt the partnership would put Austin in the same light as New York and LA for comedians. Bruce Hill said, 100%. Look at Tom Segura, Joe Rogan, and all the other comedians moving here for quality of life. We couldn't have picked a better time to do this, and for me to have more opportunities to come to Austin, personally, it's a huge win-win. I am super psyched for this. You and I, listeners, we may have to road trip to Austin come April. I will keep you posted on that. Other big news on a pretty busy Tuesday, Saturday Night Live announced their cast for season 47. The only major departure, Beck Bennett, will not be back. He wrote on Instagram, "Love you, SNL. Gonna miss you so much. Thank you for 8 years of remarkable people and incredible experiences that completely changed my life. I had so much fun. Lauren Holt, who was a featured player last season, is also not returning. Everybody else is back. They are Adi Bryant, Michael Che, Pete Davidson is back. Mikey Day, Chloe Fineman, Heidi Gardner, Colin Jost, Kate McKinnon is back. Alex Moffitt, Kyle Mooney, Igo Nwodim, Chris Redd, Cecily Strong was on the list of rumored people maybe not coming back, Kena Thompson, Melissa Villaseñor, and Bowen Yang. Featured players Andrew Dismukas and Punky Johnson are all set to return. Fineman and Yang have been up to repertory players. That's all good news. SNL also added 3 new featured players to the cast, Sarah Sherman, Aristotle Athari, and James Austin Johnson. Vulture says Sarah Sherman, better known online as Sarah Squirm, was featured on their 2018 list of comedians you should know. They add Aristotle Athari might look familiar to Silicon Valley fans, having portrayed the infamous cheer pants wearing programmer Gabe in season 6. He's also a member of Hasan Minhaj's sketch group Goatface, whose 1-hour special aired on Comedy Central in 2018. Vulture says to truly get a sense of his range, you'll want to check out his 2021 Just for Laughs New Faces character set. That's on the Vulture website, or you can go to Just for Laughs YouTube page. New Faces always worth checking out. James Austin Johnson is the 3rd person added to the group. He is a talented impressionist known for his Donald Trump impressions. He also created a documentary about himself moving to Austin earlier this year, a thing he did not actually do. This brings the cast up to 21 people. Wow. Dave Chappelle got official approval for his comedy club. Told you about that last week. At the town thing where he had to get the approval, Chappelle said, "The culture of this town is something of global import. I think the way we treat each other in our community is an example for the rest of the country. I'm not just trying to make a club. I'm trying to make a way. I'm trying to make a venue for our local talents to be showcased so we can shine and be all the great things we hope to be." Yellow Springs News posted about the approval on Twitter. They wrote, "It's official. Construction will soon get underway for local comedian Dave Chappelle's planned comedy club, Live from YS, and his restaurant Firehouse Eatery. The street address, in case you're over there, is 225 Corey Street." Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by All Pro Lines. That is a funny podcast about football. Your hosts, Kostaki Economopoulos and Aaron Hodges, recap the games. But, you know, it's not like you're not going to them for like, oh, I wonder how the Browns defense did. You're going there for funny jokes about football. It's two funny people hanging out, riffing jokes. The premise is in the title of the show, everybody. It's called All Pro Lines. Lines, jokes. Get it? Of course you get it. Plus, the Jets are terrible. The Jets didn't even score, which makes me happy. My Niners lost, which just is terrible. But the Jets got shut out, so it wasn't a total disaster. All Pro Lines, highly recommended. I don't know why you're not listening to it. Well, don't shut off my podcast. It's not that good. Like, you should listen to me first, then listen to them. That's the order. 1-2, okay? Let's not get carried away, Aaron. All Pro Lines, wherever you get your podcast. Time for Gossip Corner from Yahoo. John Mulaney's ex-wife just hinted at how she's doing amid Olivia Munn's pregnancy. Anna Marie Tendler made her first public appearance since the divorce. She was at the Other Art Fair in Los Angeles and Santa Monica, where she presented her art exhibition and posed for photos with celebrities like Molly Shannon. This is getting weirder and weirder. In an Instagram story, Tendler thanked her friends who came to support her when the event became too overwhelming. She wrote, "Thank you to my beautiful friends who showed up at exactly the right time to unexpectedly help me when my booth became overwhelming." She was showing her photographs, Yahoo writes, which many believe to be inspired by her divorce. In one image, titled Dinner in March, Tendler is seen in a white dress as she looks across a dining table at an empty chair with food that's been untouched. Another photo, titled A Room That Once Was, shows her alone on the floor as she rests her arms on an empty armchair. Jesus Christ, John Mulaney, look what you did. A source told Page Six in September that Tendler suspected that Mulaney had been unfaithful to her before the divorce. The source says Anna Marie knew he was doing other things with other women before he went to rehab in December, and his claims to friends that he was trying to protect her before he went away to rehab were rubbish. She didn't need protecting. The insider continued, John was using Anna Marie to protect himself, but still, she was very heartbroken. They decided to end her marriage. She was heartbroken how it went down. It wasn't something that she wanted. She wanted to work it out. sure this news about the pregnancy will be very difficult for her. Boy, that got heavy. Vulture has a comedy show tonight. They've been doing these on Tuesdays every week at Union Hall in New York City. And I use a lot of Vulture material on this podcast, so I want to make sure I promote them. Tonight's show, hosted by Marsha Belsky, Jay Jordan, and Zach Zimmerman. Not bad. Tonight's show features Catherine Cohen, Mary Neely, Martin Urbano, and more. There's another show next week with Zach Zucker, Spike Einbinder, Grace Kuhlenschmidt, Chris Gethard, and more. It's at Union Hall in New York City. All right, I got some spam, and I'm going to click on it. This spam, this is a real thing that happened in my real life, came from Funny Editor. And the headline, "Why Don't Eggs Tell Each Other Jokes?" I don't know how I got on this. Dare I click on it? Why don't eggs tell each other jokes? This better not be porn. And as you know, I don't look at this stuff in advance. I'm going to click on it. Let's see what happens. It's opening up funnytheeditor.com. The answer, why don't eggs tell each other jokes? Because they'd crack each other up. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts. By the way, Apple Podcasts, they tweaked it again. It doesn't even say follow now. There's a tiny little plus up in the top right of the app. Click on that, man. Apple, you are killing me. Make this easy. Or follow the show on Spotify or Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Also go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. We are casting for the role of Johnny Mack in the upcoming Adam Sandler film, Buy Me a Coffee. If you missed yesterday's podcast, real quick, Adam Sandler plays a fan of a podcast. He starts writing letters to the host. The host thinks he's a woman and falls in love with Adam Sandler in drag. And now we need someone to play Johnny Mack. Lane Spurka suggested Ed Helms. That's not bad. I think Ed Helms could totally pull this off. Instagram at Daily Com News if you want to play that game. See you tomorrow.